right way with me, Mike, in the morning on the show, proudly brought to you by Accelerate Security. And, you know, it's your local station, Radio Life and Style, giving you the local perspective on what's hot and happening around town. And I have got a really cool thing to put on your calendar for Saturday, the 29th of July. Next Saturday, next weekend, what are your plans? Well, I'll tell you what they should be. There is a really, really swanky event rolling onto the Dolphin Coast, Picnic at the Polo. And if you've never been to a sort of Hampton-style, really ritzy day in the sun, well, this is your first chance to experience something like this on the Dolphin Coast. I believe it's never quite been done to this extent, and I'm really intrigued, really excited to find out more. And in the studio with me, I happen to have two ladies who are very involved in pulling this whole thing together from the Bolito Polo Club perspective. And joining me on the microphone, I've got Morgan and Nikki. Morgan, welcome to you. How are you today on a Tuesday, the 18th, Mandela Day? Happy Tuesday.
Hello, happy Mandela Day.
And Nikki, how's it going on your side?
Good, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you in the studio and to find out about this really exciting event that has been on the minds of those that are sort of moving in these polo circles. Picnic at the Polo, and next Saturday, it's all going down. A very exclusive event, according to the information that I've got. Only 400 tickets available, and I believe half of those have already been snapped up. I have no doubt you'll have a sellout event.
Yeah, we hope so.
Give us the history on this thing, the background. Nikki, where did this idea come from, and how has it been growing and going until now?
Mike, we launched the Bolito Polo Club a couple of years ago, and recently we have formalized everything, and we've just launched a polo school.
Oh, wow.
So we've got horses now that live at the premises, and we are wanting to do probably 3 to 4 events each year to host the community and raise funds for the club, for the horses that are now teaching us polo and operating the polo school. So this is our first event that we're doing, and we're very excited to host the community. It's never really happened before, especially on the North Coast. And we are, we're putting together a really upmarket, fancy afternoon for families to come and enjoy high-paced, very competitive polo, which is going to include some really hotshot polo names. And we've got Clive Hill, who was the SA captain.
Sure.
Guy Benson, also a national player. And we've got names like Jeff Effinette, Rob Gillett, Scott Rattray, all really well-known polo names in our country. So we're really excited to put on a good show for the community. And we just want people to come in and enjoy and see what polo is all about.
It's a whole vibe. It really is a day out. For someone who's never experienced a polo match or doesn't really in their mind have a clear idea of what the attraction is, Morgan, what is the essence of polo, and why is it so cool?
No, listen, so I mean, going to a polo match is just, it's a really cool, unique event. Basically, we're going for sort of a Hampton style polo event where people come, families come, the parents can enjoy sipping Aperol and bubblies, the kids can run around and play, and you get to watch like a really fast-paced, like international level of polo while sort of enjoying the picnic style, on the side of the field.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
it's a great social aspect to it, but an incredibly engaging spectator sport at the same time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's something that hasn't sort of come to the North Coast before. If you've been to an international match at Chongqing or Curland in Plettenberg Bay, it'll be, something of a similar vibe. So it's, very cool. You can dress up, wear your wedges, ladies, wear your gorgeous hats, and there's going to be really cool activities. Like during halftime, we'll have the traditional divot stomping, so everyone can grab their phones and have a selfie and photo op stomping the divots on the field. So it's going to be really cool, and I think it's going to be a great day out for the kids as well. So a cool family event that Bolito hasn't seen before.
This is awesome, and I have no doubt on the back of this one, once it's been a smash success like we know it's going to be, and all the images are floating around social media, it's going to just build momentum for the next one, and this is going to become a regular, ongoing thing.
Absolutely.
As far as getting tickets, though, because they're already flying, for those that are not intrigued and want to make sure that they don't miss this one, what are your options for snapping up tickets for next Saturday? Give me the scoop, Nikki.
So we've got tickets that can be bought at Holiday shop at Lifestyle,
which is Morgan's Morgan's baby.
Yes.
You can also grab yourself a cool sun hat or two, some attire.
She's got the most beautiful dresses to wear at the picnic at the Polo. Thanks so while you're there, you can hook yourself up with an outfit.
Your one stop shop. There you go. So holiday at the Lifestyle Center.
Yes.
I mean, all the trendy people already know and love a holiday.
Exactly.
But even while you're grabbing your coffee, I believe Yoli's.
Yes, Yoli's. So Nikki Cooper is also a Polo Club member, so she's also selling tickets. And then you can also get hold of any Polo Club member. If you hop onto our Instagram page, you'll be able to see who the members are.
That's the Belito Polo Club.
Yes, at Belito Polo Club. You can contact any member to get your tickets. And then Yoli's and the Orange Tree Cafe are also offering beautifully thought out and delicious picnic baskets or picnic boxes that you can pre-order and collect on the day. So no mess, no fuss. Everything's been thought out, and we're also going to have an awesome drinks truck available on the day to buy your Aperols, your G&Ts, your bubbly, beer and wine, as well as limited food will be available for sale on the day. You are also able to bring your own food and drinks if you'd like.
Brilliant stuff. But I mean, the fact that it's been made so easy with those pre-packed hampers, come on.
Absolutely.
It's going to be one for the books. Next weekend, Saturday, the 29th of July, gates open at 11:30. And as I said, only 400 tickets. Already half of those have been snapped up. Don't miss out. How long is the thing going to be rolling for? What does a typical polo afternoon entail?
So the gates open at 11:30. And the polo game's actually going to start at 1 o'clock. So you've got an hour and a half to arrive, find some parking, set up your picnic stand, start having some drinks, have your picnic lunch. The kids will be entertained with some jumping castles. And then we're going to have some really great crowd-inclusive activities in and amongst the actual polo games. There's going to be three polo teams. So there'll be a round robin with a winner at the end. So in between the games, we'll have crowd-inclusive activities like foot mallet action, steel horse demos. There's obviously the divot stomping. And then the polo game is roughly about, I'd say, 40 minutes. So there'll be three of those games. And then, so it's a whole afternoon affair. The sunsets are phenomenal on the field. So we'd encourage everyone to stay for drinks afterwards. And yeah, obviously we do know the Springboks are also playing at 5. So we're expecting everyone to leave just before that.
And I've just realized I haven't actually pegged down where this is all happening at. Morgan, where is the venue?
It's at the Oaklands Equestrian Centre, which I'm sure everyone by now knows the Belito Farmers Market.
Mm.
It's just up the hill from the Belito Farmers Market. So if you are going to the market in the morning with your kids, you can just drive up the hill and then join in on the action there.
Fantastic. And if you have your phone in your pocket and you want to keep tabs on how things are building up to the big day, make sure that you are following the Belito Polo Club on socials. Check out the Instagram handle at Belito Polo Club. Pop them a DM if you want to make sure you've got your tickets for Saturday the 29th, next Saturday. Otherwise, if you're at the Lifestyle Center today, pop into Holiday or swing past Yoli's and inquire about grabbing you and your friends and your family tickets for this not-to-be-missed event. Definitely the who's who of the Dolphin Coast are going to be rubbing shoulders at Picnic at the Polo. And you heard it here on Radio Life and Style. My special guests from the Belito Polo Club, Morgan Tremern and Nikki Tayak. Did I get the names right, guys?
Yes.
Okay, we're winning. And I'd love to connect again before next Saturday just to see how it's all going, to give it a final push, but I'm sure you're going to be selling out after this interview today. And wishing
thanks, you Mark.
A terrific Tuesday ahead, a marvelous Mandela Day until we chat again.
Great, thanks Mark, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Radio Life and Style, bringing you the good news, bringing you back to the music with a kind of polo theme tune. It's Katie Tunstall, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree.